Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones, and this is Been There, Done That, Points to an Imaginary Camera. You've got the podcast where we ask and you answer. And
oh my lord, you really did answer in your hundreds to this week's question. We asked, what advice would you give to your 30-year-old self?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about this, haven't we? You've come up with a few. Do you know what? I think I'd say, actually, the next couple of decades of your life are going to be the fun bits. Some people think that the older you get, that the worse it gets for you. Quite a few of people have said that. But I think at 30, I'd not had kids. I'd not really reached the top of my profession. And so there were lots and lots of things that I hadn't yet done. Because I left it quite, well, according to my kids, left it really late to have them. Geriatric, they keep calling me, because I was 35 and 38 when I had them.
That is quite old.
Yeah, but that was deliberate.
Fair enough.
I was having a good time. The other thing I'd tell myself is I really wish and regret that I hadn't taken more video of my mum.
Oh.
I just didn't think, and probably at that time we didn't have
Did
he even have a smartphone? I probably did at 30.
But no, you didn't. All right.
No, we probably didn't, did
we? Hello?
No, we wouldn't have, would 27 we?
27 years ago.
Yeah. But I just think the more of that sort of stuff you can get to remember people by, and sometimes you don't, you probably do think about it now, but our age group didn't think about it so much. I wish I'd got more video of her speaking and moving. That would be the other bit of advice.
Do you know what? I had this conversation with somebody a couple of weeks ago, and I was sat in my kitchen, and I said, we were talking about university, and if I said, if my 20-year-old self could look forward and look at what I'd done in my life, even with, you know, the divorce, even with all those sorts of things, the different jobs, my 20-year-old self would look and go, yeah, that's good, I'm happy with that.
You should be.
I really would. I just think...
And also, you can't define yourself by a divorce, can you?
No, but I think lots of people... I mean, going from what lots of people have said, and I think, unfortunately, I mean, this is the irony. Do you know what? Unless you've been through it, you won't know how society treats people.
No, that's true. No, and that's very, very true.
God forbid, if you leave the house, wow. I mean, oh my Lord, wow. I mean, you are, you know, it's really interesting. And so...
Well, we're going to devote a whole mini pod to this, aren't we, next time?
Yes.
Or the time after.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, apart from all of that, and actually so many of these things, I don't feel smug, but I'm like, yes, I did do them. I did do them. Apart from one of them, which I haven't really done, but you know what? It's not working out for me so bad so far. But the rest I would think, And the other thing I would say, I've got a couple of things. Remember, karma's a bitch. That, I think, is really important because, you know, but that comes from when they go low, you go high. Honestly, never, ever, ever sink to their level.
Yeah.
That is what I would say. That is what I would say. And that is with regards to everything. Interestingly, I would say in my experience, mostly women.
Yeah.
There we go.
There's a theme, isn't there?
There is. But loads of you had. I loved about it the fact that so much of this was about being confident, and people have either realized they'd made not mistakes, they did have some regrets, but that it's not too late to change them. And they've taken the bull by the horns. They've taken responsibility for their own happiness.
Yeah.
And you're going, girls, you're going with this. That is so patronising. Oh my God, girls. I don't know why I've been called girls. Oh okay, my God. Girls. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Let's go, girls.
Yes, be more Shania Twain. That's what we should say.
I admire the honesty of our listeners. You've really kind of not held back. And I think that it's, and there are themes. I'd say relationships, body hang-ups, work, age, looks, what came out quite strongly.
Yeah.
Should we start with relationships?
Let's go.
You can say the first one, but you can't say the whole world.
This actually is
you said, your favourite word.
It's my favourite word. And you actually said, oh God, I can't believe someone said this. And I said, I know exactly who that is because it's somebody I know. Don't marry that French. See you next Tuesday.
Well, you know the story.
I know, yes. And yes, you're right, actually. I think I would tell your 30-year-old self that as well.
Okay. Don't panic that you have to settle for someone in your mid-30s. Wait for your soulmate. There were a few on this.
Yeah.
Is that they felt under pressure to marry because their friends were marrying in their 30s. Suppose that is the time, isn't it? You think, ooh, have I got to get a move on?
And there were quite a few, actually, who interestingly said, don't feel that you have to have children.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting. I think that's a whole, you know, I mean, it's very interesting.
Including someone who interestingly says, insist on a condom, even when he claims he has a low sperm count.
There are lots. I mean, we've got don't get married, don't marry him, don't rush into having a family, get divorced sooner. Don't make yourself smaller just because others can't cope with how you shine.
That's a good piece of advice.
That's a great piece of advice.
Yeah, exactly. We've got getting divorced, being a single mum, learning to ride a horse are all good choices. She's telling her 30-year-old self.
Can I just say, I love that because there were lots that were don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. But actually someone that has actually acknowledged the fact that, do you know what? Do it. It's okay. It's a chapter of your life. It was there for a reason. You learned from it.
Yeah.
And you've moved forward.
Yeah.
I think what I love seeing is the fact that so many of our amazing listeners are all about moving forward.
In a positive way.
Yes.
Choose your husband / wife wisely. It's the most important decision you'll ever make. But then someone else says, leave the marriage, just walk away.
God damn it, girl.
Don't settle for the man child just because all your mates are getting married. Yeah, that was a sort of a bit of a theme, wasn't it?
This, I think, is really interesting. Lots of people were around this theme as well. Leave sooner, both the job and the relationship.
Yeah.
And can you know what I would also add? The party.
Always. Nothing good happens after a certain time. You've got to realise that.
I think mine is later than yours. Ed Sheeran said two. I'd say four.
4 a.m.
Yeah.
No, ridiculous. No, much earlier than that. Nothing good happens.
For you, it's after 11.
It's 9:30. I'll get back to the 10 o'clock news. Have more sex. Don't rush into having a family. Don't have kids. Get more cats.
And there you go.
I mean, fair enough. Oh, I thought this one was quite touching, Kat. 4 years deep into IVF. Chillax and enjoy the next 2 years. You will have the baby.
That's lovely.
Really quiet at that one.
I know.
Don't stay in a loveless marriage for the kids' sake.
Get divorced sooner. Don't do online dating, in brackets. Then I wouldn't have met my mental ex, close brackets. There's a theme, as you can see.
Yeah. Find yourself a fun, gay, rich, in inverted comma husbands. Every girl should have one. You'll have a blast.
I know. What was the other one I read out as well? Marry the fun guy. Stick with the fun guy. He'll come good in the end.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that.
Do you know what I would say though? Even if you don't settle for you don't go with the fun guy, you may well end up with one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
See? So everything happens for a reason.
You do believe that, don't you?
Oh my God.
I don't know if I believe that everything happens
for
a reason.
It's not my tattoo, but I've decided on a tattoo.
Yeah. What was it again?
I'm not saying yet.
I can't remember. You have told me.
I'm having a wobble though, but anyway. Moving on.
Shoving a wobble. Right, age and looks. I love this one.
This is brilliant.
Don't eat the shit, date the shit, or buy the shit. Save your waistline, heart, and savings. You can't argue with that.
You can't. No. And these are all the ones. In 10 years' time, you'll wish you were as fat as you think you are now.
I love that one.
So true.
don't sunbathe, don't sunbathe, don't sunbathe. This was huge, Kat.
Massive.
I can't believe how huge this was. Wear more sunscreen. Isn't that the
song?
Sun cream. Baz Luhrmann, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Baz Luhrmann?
Baz Luhrmann.
I don't think it's Baz Luhrmann. I think
he sings it.
He's a director, darling.
What was he called?
I don't know, but
Wear sunscreen.
It wasn't Baz Luhrmann. I don't think so. No.
I need to look it up.
Oh, God, I'll look it up while we're here. Okay, here we go.
Where's sunscreen? Who was that by?
Okay, just keep talking. Go on, you keep looking.
Okay. Take more photographs. I agree with that one. Grow your fringe out.
Oh, it was Baz Luhrmann.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't he making a sort of college address, a kind of graduate college address?
Blow me down with a feather. Do you know what? I will eat my hat. And I will, ladies and gentlemen, of the class of 99.
That's right.
Oh my God, that's young.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's really young.
Yeah.
Wasn't it number one?
Didn't it get to number one this? Yeah. It was definitely a cult hit.
I don't care if it got to number one, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
And his opening and closing lines were sunscreen.
It's called Advice Like Youth is Probably Just Wasted on the Young.
Yeah. It's brilliant. The words are absolutely brilliant. Enjoy how young you look, drink all the wine, and make the most of sleep.
There were lots of people, though, that did say, stop drinking, don't drink as much.
Oh, yeah, there were a few. Yeah, but on the sunbathing theme as well. I love this one. Don't sunbathe with just Body Shop Factor 8 sun oil.
I didn't even do that. Do you remember there was this cream that the Body Shop had? There was like a brown cocoa butter. And it was called, it had something sort of sunning in the title. I don't know. I think it was supposed to be like a melatonin. No.
What was it?
It's the cream that you put on to make yourself browner, apparently, but not a fake tan.
Yeah.
It was bollocks. But we all used to use that as like sun cream.
Some.
I blistered.
I just used to put a bit of veggie oil on.
Veggie?
This is up north where we didn't get a lot of sun. So as soon as sun came, and I know someone as well who had this, like yoga mat, but it was like tin foil. It was like silver, just to get a better tan. I know. We were mad, weren't we?
Did you put sun in your hair?
I didn't, but loads of people in class used to put sun in. Oof.
And Jolene.
Have broken it off.
Yeah.
Jolene. Bleach. Jolene was for your muzzy, wasn't it?
Yeah, but if you put it on your hair and then wrapped it in tin foil.
I know.
I mean,
the stuff we used to do.
It's a miracle I've got hair.
It's a miracle.
And skin.
We made it this long. It's a miracle we've got hair and skin.
So that I didn't do that. So I have to say the SPF, I didn't do the SPF and I didn't stop drinking. So
I didn't do either of those things at that age. Don't run. You'll need a new hip by the time you're 51. She's telling her 30-year-old self, I did run.
So did I. I knackered my knee.
Well, I knackered my back. So there you go. Get out and have more fun. You do not have to be Captain Sensible. I love that advice.
I like that. You see, some of these speak to me.
Yeah, but that one didn't. But you didn't have to tell your 30-year-old self to go out and have more fun.
No.
Because you're Captain Sensible.
No, I did. Okay, fine. But no, I would have embraced that. I would have gone, yes, that's a great point. I'm going out again.
Would you have said this to yourself? Enjoy your 30s because your 40s are shit.
No, I actually love my 30s. I've not disliked any time of my life. I've made the most of it. I've realised I am now, having been told I'm not. I am quite a glass half full person.
I think you're a glass overflowing.
I do see, though. I like to see the positives.
And you like to drink?
I do like to drink. Yeah, I like it when my glass is overflowing.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Do you know what? There were lots and lots and lots about therapy, which is interesting because I have had in my late teens, mid-20s, a lot of therapy. Mm. And I actually think that really helped with your, I'm going to say, positive mental attitude? Mm. Although I did have a breakdown, but then I have more therapy. I'm a massive believer. So someone says, get therapy for their OCD, obviously.
Yeah.
OCD I do not have. Go to therapy and don't listen to others. There were lots about therapy.
Yeah, there were. I was quite surprised at that.
get therapy now so you don't have to go through the insanity that caught up with you in your 40s.
Yeah, that's good advice, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually the other thing that I think was quite prominent as a concept was not giving shit about what other people think,
which I think loads, a lot of us,
and loads,
you know,
and loads
what
like that.
And that's what I find about our life stages, we are all in that I now no longer give a shit, I now have a voice, this is what I think, and that came through quite a lot, didn't it?
For
people, you know, telling your 30 year old self, give less of a fuck about others and more of a about yourself, and put the house in your name only.
That there leads us on very, very neatly to, this is the one thing that I think we would agree on. Never, ever, and my, you know, there was no way I was ever going to do this, give up your financial, A, I would say earning capability, but B, responsibility. I would never, ever, ever, that was never, ever, ever on the cards, that I would not be financially responsible, financially independent myself, and financially responsible within my family. It's a concept that I couldn't get my head around.
I think because we were both brought up by single moms,
yeah,
that's been drilled into us from when we were children. There's no way, looking at what my mom had to go through in terms of, I mean, she was working anyway, but when my dad left with, like, literally left us high and dry,
she
was kind of having to do both jobs, and I must have absorbed it as you will have absorbed it, and I remember thinking, I am never, ever, ever going to rely on anyone else for money.
But also, why should I we'll talk about it another time, but I cannot get my head around, and I know it's a decision that couples make between them, but I think you fundamentally change. I didn't want to fundamentally change as a person. I wanted to still have me, and that was my job. I love my children, I love my now ex-husband, but and I love my friends, but I still needed something for me. That wasn't enough for me. So much of me was working and earning and being successful in what I did. But, you know, and
well,
I got
your
that
identity
young.
As well. It's not, or at least an identity.
But that's what I was diagnosed with, loss of identity, and had my breakdown.
So you were.
Yes, it's exactly what I was diagnosed with. So it doesn't happen for everybody. But I think 20 years ago, I've got women I know now, 20 years on, who gave up work, who are, well, I gave up work because we agreed. Anyway.
Trying to find it. The one who basically says absolutely that is don't give up your financial independence. We'll come across it at some point.
Yeah.
What about this one, Kat? Get rid of toxic friends before they F you over.
Well, again, I think the other thing that I think you'll find, and I will tell my 30-year-old self, is that there will people will come into your life that historically you've always managed to just avoid. You've managed to just get rid of. But, you know, the way families are made up, and, you know, you've got kids and you've got other people that come into your life.
Yeah.
And there are these toxic, hideous, hideous individuals that you can't, you know, you're they're tied to you and you can't get rid of them. It's and that's where for me, you know, over recent years, many years, it has been when they go low, you go high.
And that's how you deal with
it. Yeah, that's how I dealt with it. That's how I deal with it now. And it is. You just have to understand that there are some, and they are mostly women, that you will not understand.
You like this one then. Don't sweat the small stuff and cultivate the art of letting go. Life's too short.
Yep. Here we go. Someone said, don't be so hung up on what other people think.
Yeah. And say yes to things rather than no. Less security, possibly, but more adventures.
Yeah. Be more confident. I'm so pleased that my daughter sticks up for herself.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
That's the other thing I say as well. For me, it was, and I know, well, you haven't got daughters, but I know, but even for the boys, it was, you know, this is what women do. You know, this is how you can be. This is what you can achieve.
Yeah.
So, exactly. You know. So the age and the looks then, Marianne. Here is where we take better care of your teeth. I'm terrible with that. Oh my God, that reminds me. Do you know what? This has been great, and that I need to go to the bloody dentist.
I think I do as well.
Oh my God.
And I've just got coffee stains. I love sunbathing, that's the problem.
I know.
Do you think that's of an age? Do you think like sort of 20 somethings now don't sunbathe?
Don't know, I'm just inherently lazy and like lying in the sun.
I just love it.
I love it.
I really love it.
So when you go on holiday, are you one of those people that just lies there Or do you read, or do you just go, let's go to the gym, let's go on a trip, let's go see the local sites, let's go for a hike.
No, I like a blend of both. I'm not one of these people that has to be on the go, 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 go all the time. I'd like nothing better than lying by a pool and reading my books. But if I do that for more than 2 days running, I'll start to get a bit itchy.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
I reckon I could do it. I reckon I'd give it 2 years and I'd get itchy.
2 years?
I could.
You can't keep still for 2 minutes. Oh, don't talk rubbish.
You should see me on a sunbed with my headphones in. I do not move. Honestly, people think I'm dead. And I'm lying like a corpse.
To be fair, I mean, you're always out and about and you're probably absolutely wrung out by the time you go on holiday. When I was working stupid hours, I would basically wheel me onto a plane, wheel me off a plane, put me by the sea or by the pool, turn me over, send me home, and I would be like that because I was exhausted.
If I'm going to do a trip, I love a trip where I can also sunbathe, so like a boat trip or like a convertible Jeep trip. That's what I like. Yeah. Or a lunch trip where I can sit in the sun.
Yeah.
There's a theme here.
What about this one, Kat? Ditch every negative person from your life. Don't fight for their love. That's got to be a song in there.
Yes.
It's wasted tears and years.
That's a song.
That's a song lyric.
I think don't fight for your love. I think, is that Cheryl Cole?
Fight.
Fight for the... No. Okay, let's not do this. Oh, this is a really good one. Intuition is seldom wrong. Listen to it. That is brilliant.
That, my friend, is very true.
That's a really good one. And there was another good one here. I love these two. That's a really good one. Take more photographs.
Yeah.
Take more photographs. Grow your fringe out.
Grow your fringe out.
Grow your fringe out.
Always I grow the love fringe
that.
Out.
Or never, ever, ever get a fringe cut. Do you know what? I would 1,000,000% put that on my list.
I have learned from experience about a fringe. We've had this convo.
My Jane McDonald fringe. Shall I show you the worst? I'm going to show you them afterwards.
Will you put them up?
No.
Can you just put one picture of you with a fringe?
Bad. They're so bad. I just had a baby. I look 65. Honestly, I can't even believe. The worst thing is, the three of us, one of us, Andrea, looks exactly the same. She keeps sending us, oh, look what I found. And me and Lizzie are like, you utter bitch. These are disgusting. Where are you putting these? She went, oh, look at this. Don't we look lovely? No, you look exactly the same. We look, oh my God, I can't tell
you. Is that from the fringe?
Oh, it's everything. I'll show you in a minute.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'll show you in a minute. It's just, yes, it's the hair. It's the hair. So my favourite one, which actually sums up this for me. I didn't write this. Someone else wrote this. Someone else wrote this. It's amazing. Let it go. Keep moving forward. Don't regret anything.
Oh, there's two songs in there. Let it go.
Oh, be more Elsa.
No, rien de rien. A French hit up.
And keep moving forward. I'm sure that's isn't that M People or something? We can probably get a song out of that as well.
Yeah, let's try. I'm ending on one that I don't think would be a song. But I think it's good advice for everyone. Our listener says,
did you need this advice? Is this something you've thought about it? You came very close.
Absolutely not. But it's extremely good advice.
I'm just intrigued the fact that you might have come close to this and then just thought, no, do you know what? My sensible brain is kicking
in. I have literally never come close to this.
You're going red.
Don't give your boss that blowjob in the back of a taxi.
That's not me, by the way. Just looking at me as if it's me.
Sometimes you bury yours in the middle, don't you?
I do. I haven't.
All right.
Do you know what? Do you know the worst thing is, though? Do you know what I'm actually thinking?
What are you thinking of doing it?
No.
What are you thinking?
I'm just thinking, no, I didn't do
that. Did you come close to it?
That's what I'm just thinking. No, I don't think so. Not my boss. Not my boss.
Oh my God. This is a whole other mini pod, people. It's a wrap, folks, before it becomes obscene. Wise words. Thank you as ever for being so honest with your replies.
And do introduce us to your friends if you like what you've heard.
Yeah.
Remember to follow us on Insta at Got a Podcast and have a great week.
Bye. We're going off to hear more stories now.
I've got to show you this.
Get that margarita done.
Okay.
I want to hear about the taxi.